Welcome to Preside and Prevail, the podcast that turns the daunting into the doable. I'm your host, Clarissa Thomas. And if you've ever felt unqualified or overwhelmed in your role as a healthcare leader, you're in the right place. Managing people is undoubtedly one of the most complex aspects of leadership. Drawing from my years of experience, I aim to share insights and strategies that will equip and empower you to lead with confidence. Whether you're a seasoned leader or just stepping into your first managerial role, this podcast is your resource for practical advice and supportive guidance. When faced with the difficult decision of terminating an employee, it's crucial to separate facts from fiction to ensure a fair and just process. This journey is challenging for the employer and deeply impactful for the employee involved. Therefore, approaching this situation with empathy and professionalism is paramount. There are several steps to consider when contemplating termination. First, you need to know your company's disciplinary process. The employee often knows it better than the manager and outsmarts the system. Second, gather all relevant facts as a starting point. Objective data is crucial for making informed decisions and preventing biases or baseless assumptions. Make sure the information is precise, coherent, and properly recorded. This factual basis underpins your decisions and promotes transparency and fairness. Alternatively, be cautious of fiction, including unsubstantiated rumors, personal biases, or subjective opinions that impact your judgment. For instance, a worker complains about their colleague frequently arriving late, negatively affecting staff morale and patient care by requiring others to take on their responsibilities. The first step for the manager should be to review the employee's time card. Many software systems can track every action. If the employee is late, the manager should take action according to the company's disciplinary process for tardiness. Third, emotions and preconceived notions can easily sway decisions. In today's interconnected world, it is common for employees to check out their coworkers' social media profiles and sometimes use the content against them. This practice is quite prevalent, whether out of curiosity or a desire to build stronger connections. From my experience, these social media checks often reveal benign details. Vacation photos, hobbies, or personal milestones that typically do not impact one's professional standing. A social media post that showcases or mentions the company's name can significantly influence its reputation. By the way, if this is not included in your employee handbook, it definitely should be. Employees should not be surprised when they are close to being terminated. Engage in open conversations with the employee, allowing them to share their perspective and provide context. This respectful dialogue can sometimes reveal misunderstandings or areas for improvement that may have been overlooked. Lastly, a critical aspect of handling this situation with care and professionalism involves meticulously preparing and maintaining all required documentation. This documentation acts as a cornerstone for a just and transparent process, safeguarding the rights and interests of all parties involved. Detailed documentation creates a clear trail of the employee's performance, conduct, and past disciplinary measures. This detailed record is crucial in proving that any termination decisions were not arbitrary, but were based on documented proof and aligned with company protocols. By maintaining thorough records, employers can demonstrate that they have taken reasonable steps to address any issues through feedback, guidance, and opportunities for improvement. This not only shields the company from potential legal consequences, but also ensures that employees are treated fairly and given the chance to address any shortcomings. Furthermore, well-maintained documentation can help to mitigate the emotional and psychological impact on the employee. Knowing that the decision was based on objective evidence and due process can provide some level of understanding and closure, even in difficult circumstances. It also allows for a more structured and supportive conversation during the termination meeting, where the reasons for the decision can be clearly communicated. In conclusion, thorough documentation is not just a bureaucratic requirement, but a crucial component of a fair and compassionate termination process. Don't overlook the extra details in Season 2, Episode 3, which delves into the challenging processes of terminating an employee. Thank you for tuning in to Preside and Prevail. Whether you're leading a team, a project, or simply navigating your personal pathways, you have the power to make a significant impact. Let's continue to build communities that uplift and inspire. Ensure you don't miss any future episodes by subscribing to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or where great podcasts can be found. For coaching and mentorship opportunities, check out crtconsulting.solutions.